really all about. Because, you know, right now, at this time of the year, people literally all over the world are focusing on Christmas. Okay? Christmas is being celebrated everywhere, and different cultures, different people celebrate Christmas in different ways. But the fact is, it's being celebrated all over the world right now. People are getting ready, and they're anticipating. Now, for some people, okay, it is the most important holiday of the entire year.
Yeah.
All right? Now, for some of those folks, it's all about Santa Claus and the reindeer and the presents and all those things. That's why it's the most important day of the year, okay? For other people, it is about the birth of Jesus. Now, there's been a lot of debates. There's been multitude of debates, and I don't think we need to go back and rehash all that as far as when Jesus was actually born. You know, every Sunday after services, you know, we sing happy birthday to all the people in the congregation who have a birthday that week. Well, you know, we don't know when Jesus was actually born. Okay? We know when he died. It's really easy to figure that part out, which really makes that the most important day of the year. Okay? But if it weren't for this day, we're going to talk about this a little bit more, we wouldn't have the other day. Okay, so the reality is, who cares what day he was born on, okay? It doesn't really matter. The fact is, he was born a man. He came here into this world and took on a human form.
Amen.
Okay? And so, those who are celebrating the coming of Christ, that's what we celebrate. The fact that God became a man. And that's what the Christmas story really is all about. Now, for the retail folks, okay, the people out in business, the retail aspect makes it, that's why it's the most important day for them, okay? Because for some of them, you know, Christmas, what they sell at Christmas time either makes or breaks their business, you see? So for them, that makes it the most important day or holiday of the year.
Yeah.
But what we want to talk about this morning is, what is the Christmas story really all about? We get over the fact that, no, Jesus was not born on December the 25th, okay? Can we all agree on that? Okay, he wasn't born on December the 25th. We don't know when he was born. It doesn't really matter. What matters is the fact that he was born as a man. He came here to live like us. And he did that so that the other part of the story we're going to talk about, that's why we're calling this the rest of the story, could take place. What the Christmas story really is all about is Emmanuel.
Amen.
That is God with us. Okay? The fact that, as I said a moment ago, that God took on the form of a human being. He became flesh and dwelt amongst us. That's what the real Christmas story is about. You know what? I enjoy the Santa Claus aspect of Christmas just as much as anybody else. It's a lot of fun. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Now, you know, if you have a problem with it, come let me know. We'll talk about it. Maybe you can convince me. But I don't see anything wrong with doing that. Okay? So you know, we celebrate Christmas, the other side of it also. But this is what the real story of Christmas is all about. It is about God with us. Now, this morning we're going to do something a little bit different. You may or may not have noticed we did not have a scripture reading at the beginning of our lesson, right, as our worship this morning, and that's because we have a whole bunch of scripture readings we're going to do this morning. We're going to have some of our guys are going to read, and we're going to read through the story of Christmas. So what I've done is I've asked certain guys, and they have the readings, and they're going to stand where they are, and they're going to read for us their particular part of it. So I just like to encourage you to, if you want to open your Bible, you can do that, or you can just listen, and we'll have some slides up here on the screen that will reflect. Hopefully I'll be able to keep it up right along with the readings. Will reflect what we are reading. But listen, that's what I want to challenge you to do. Listen to the real Christmas story. Okay? Aaron?
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a
down in Galilee to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with his child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had wanted to divorce her quietly.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be born, will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Amen. And so, the preparations were being made for God to come here, to live on this earth like us. And God was waiting for the right time. And all of the pieces were in place at the right time. Because all the preparations had been made for the Word to become flesh and dwell amongst us. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Philippi, tells us to have this mind in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped or held on to, but rather he emptied himself, he says. He made himself nothing. How does that make you feel? Because it says he took on the very form of a man. See? Becoming a servant.
Amen.
See? He became obedient even unto death. Death on the cross. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. When that Word became flesh, as Brian was talking about a moment ago, there were some amazing things that took place. And so let's read about that. Right? Holloway, I think you got the first one.
Yes, sir. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken up the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register."
So, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, Judah, to Bethlehem, the son of David, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn.
And there was a shepherd. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said unto them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorified and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
And so, you are to give him the name Jesus. Yeshua, Joshua, which means the Lord saves. Why was he given that name? Because he will save his people from their sins. That's why he came. So you see the connection between the birth of Jesus, God becoming flesh, becoming a man, given the name that says why he did that. That his name was given to him because his task was to save us from our sins. And so you see his coming here to begin with. What we celebrate as Christmas takes us right to the cross, because that is why he came. You see, what we need to understand about Christmas is that heaven did not come to earth just so that we could have Christmas. Okay? That's not the point. Christmas is a great time of the year. Everybody agree with that? It's a wonderful time of the year. Okay? It's a great thing to celebrate the coming of Jesus, but that's not the reason that we have it. It's not just so we can have Christmas and celebrate the birth of Jesus. If that's all we do, then we've missed the point. You see? We've missed the main part of the message. Heaven came down to earth for a reason. And that reason was to save us from our sins. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, so that he could go to the cross and save us. You see, if we didn't have Christmas, for those who think, "Oh, we can celebrate Christmas," we don't, you know. If we didn't have Christmas, then we wouldn't have the cross.
Amen.
It's that simple. Without Christmas, there's no cross. And guess what that means? If heaven didn't come down to earth, then we'd be going to hell.
Man, that's right. And
think about the impact of that, what that means. If it were not for him coming here, then we wouldn't be able to go there.
That's right. Amen.
You see? The only alternative is heaven. And so, yes, I love Christmas. You see? I love Christmas because God came here not only to live with us and to be with us and to show us how to live, but to die for us so that we could one day be with him. The Christmas story isn't the end. It's not the only story. It's not the most important story. It's part of the story. You see, it's not the end of the story at all. It's just the beginning. It's where the beginning happened, where God came here so that we could go there. Okay? That's the best part. Okay? You get to open up a lot of presents on Christmas Day, right?
Amen.
Y'all looking forward to that. Some of you are not saying anything. Like, I'm not doing anything. I don't want to open the present I'm getting because it's going to be a bag of coal, right? You see? No? Braylon, you're not going to get coal? No. No. But this is the present I'm looking forward to opening right here. You see? It's my place in heaven because of what Jesus did in coming here. Now you know the rest of the story. For those of you who are old enough to remember, Paul Harvey. That's how he would tell a story. You say, now you know the rest of the story. It's not just about opening presents. It's not just about Santa Claus, although we can enjoy that part of it. It's about the Word that became flesh and dwelt amongst us so that we could dwell with Him. That's the story. That's the whole story. That's the rest of the story. And that's a story that needs to be told all the time. Not just at this time of year. But let me say this. This is a wonderful time to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to tell the story. Because as I said when we started out, people are celebrating Christmas all over the world. And so there are doors that are open right now at this time of the year that otherwise are closed because people don't want to talk about God any other time of the year. But at Christmas time, it's kind of like Brian. I like what he had to say. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, hey, we're in the middle of a war. We're killing each other. But now it's Christmas time, so let's stop and celebrate coming of Jesus. Doors are open. Hearts are open at this time of the year. So take advantage of those and share the rest of the story with as many people as you can. But don't just share that story now. Share it all the time.
Amen.
Share it all the time. Maybe there's somebody here this morning, you know, maybe you struggle with the whole thing about Christmas. And I've talked with a lot of folks over the years and Christians that, you know, I don't know what to do with Christmas. I don't want to celebrate as Santa Claus, but I don't want to celebrate as Jesus either because he didn't get born on the 25th of December. So, you know, we talked about that. Maybe if you're struggling with that, you need to talk about it, then you know, let's talk about it. Because I want you to feel good about the Word that became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Whenever. If you want to talk about that, then I'll be glad to talk to you. But more importantly, maybe somebody here this morning that you don't have a whole lot to celebrate, really, because you haven't given your life to Christ yet. If you haven't given your life to Christ yet, then He hasn't come into your heart, and you're still separated from God by your sins. And so, well, you might have a lot to celebrate in Santa Claus and so forth, you don't have a lot to celebrate in the coming of Jesus. Other than the fact that He did come for you, and if you're ready to give your life to Him, you can do that right now, this morning. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that He came here for you? Okay? And call upon Him as your Lord. Repent of the sin that is separating you from God and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now, this morning. Okay? You don't have to wait. And we want to be able to help you to do that if that's what you're ready to do, to make that commitment to following Christ. If there's some other need that you have, if there's a, maybe there's a sin struggle that you're having, we were talking about in our Bible class this morning, maybe something you're struggling with sin-wise that you need help in overcoming. We want to help you be able to do that. Whatever your need is, we want to try to help meet that need and fill that need because that's what families do. Okay? But we can't do that if we don't know what it is. So we offer this time of invitation where anybody can come and say, hey, this is what I need. Maybe it's prayers or something going on in your life. Whatever it is, we just need you to come and let us know that. I'll be up here in the front to receive anyone who would like to come up. Jerry will be in the back to receive anyone. If you'd like to have a private prayer or conversation with him back there, then he'll be back there to receive you. All you got to do is come and let us know. Let's stand together.
I am the God, no longer to linger, come by.